نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وَأَصْحَابِهِ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, honorable listeners, tonight is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1443. And our topic for tonight is the special attributes and qualities of our master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim, an authentic hadith, wherein the master alayhi salatu salam speaks of his own Mubarak blessed names. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My first name is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, sisters, what is the meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Almighty Allah praises, then Allah praise the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most all the time. And remember that no one else will be praised like him, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the name, the Ismigrami, the Naminami is mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran, and chapter 47 is dedicated to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Muhammad. So we should understand that as well. How Allah mentions, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And your name, your Naminami, your Ismigrami, your Mubarak blessed name, we elevated so much, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the entire universe, no one is praised like you. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name is taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan viya, iqama viya, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Thereafter, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So that's one name, Mubarak. Wa ana Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second name of the Master alayhi salatu salam is Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah praises the most. And Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I praise Almighty Allah jalla wala the most in the entire universe and creation. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, mentioned as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 61, surah 61, verse number 6, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِهِ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. That the final messenger will come and his Mubarak Naminami, Ismigrami, honorable name will be Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many names? 2. Third name, Anal Mahi. Meem Alif Haya. What is the meaning of Mahi? The Quran uses the word Yamhullahu ma yasha. Allah erases the sins for whoever he wishes. Allah expunges the sins for whoever he wishes. So, Anal Mahi, that I, my name as name is Mahi. And what is the meaning? Yumha bi al-kufru. Through me and my wasila and my da'wat, the kufr, the blasphemy, the shirk, all will be obliterated and all will be erased in time to come. Imagine the Master alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Surah 21, verse 107. In there Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be exclusively the rahmah, the mercy for the entire creation. Hence the entire human population will accept the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَنَ الْمَاحِي الَّذِي يُمْحَى بِهِ الْكُفْرِ So through my effort, through my wasila, through my barakah, then this kufr, shirk, everything will be obliterated and removed. وَأَنَ الْحَاشِرِ And I am a hashir. What is hashir, my brothers? أَنَ الْحَاشِرِ الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ That on the day of justice, think properly, my brothers, that people will go to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Oh, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, you the first one Allah created. You are Safiyullah, Allah selected you. He will say, I ate by mistake, I forgot from that tree. They will go to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. He will say, I made dua against my people. They will go to Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. He will say, I told the people when I looked in the sky, فَنَذَرَ نَذَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ I was spiritually sick, but they thought I'm physically sick. Meaning every Nabi will say, no, I cannot help you. Nafsi, nafsi. That it is my concern, I'm worried. Eventually, we all will assemble by the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And what will happen? My brothers, there's one verse in the noble Quran. It motivates and inspires us so much. We need to learn the import and the meaning of it. One occasion, he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam, weeping, sobbing, crying. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, Ma yubkika ya Nabi Allah, why are you crying so much? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Ummati, Ummati, what will happen to this ummah of mine? What will happen on the day of justice to this ummah of mine? He, Jibreel alayhi salam goes, Ya Allah, Allah knows everything, past, present and future. Allah's knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. But Allah wants Jibreel alayhi salam to speak. Oh Jibreel, why is Habib Allah crying so much? He's crying, Ummati, Ummati. You, Jibreel, take this verse and go present in the court of the Master. Which is the ayat, my brothers? وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى And soon Allah will grant you so much, so much, so much. Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be pleased and you will be happy. What did the Master alayhi salam say then, my brothers? What did he say? And this I request each one of you. You should be reading this dua daily. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession, my safarish, my shafa'a, my intercession will be for every one of this ummah of mine who perpetrated major sins. From this ummah who embraced my message, they became Muslim, they have Iman and Islam, I will intercede for you. أن الحاشر الذي يحشر الناس على أقيبي الله جل وعلا will say يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صل تؤتى إشفاء تشفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم will go into sajda praise Allah عز وجل like Allah was never ever praised before and take our names. We are gunegar, we are sinners, we are transgressors. Ya Allah, this person I'm interceding for him. This person I'm interceding for him. This person I'm interceding for him. So now we all going to read the dua, and me and you, I will read first, and then you read. And inshaAllah, the Master Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us. Allahumma arzuqna. Read. Allahumma arzuqna. Allahumma arzuqna. Shafa'atan Nabiyyil Mustafa. Shafa'atan Nabiyyil Mustafa. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, let Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us, make safaris for us on the day of Qiyamah. We, our parents, our families, our children, and the entire Ummah Muslimah. And that will bring the greatest joy to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is Shafa'atul Kubra. So yeah, the Hadith Sharif in Sahih Muslim is teaching us. So I am Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am Mahi through my da'wat, my barakah, my wasila. Kufr, shirk will be obliterated. And tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, I will intercede for you and you will come right there in front of me. And then the last name mentioned in this hadith in Sahih Muslim, Anal Aqib. Al-Aqibu alladhi laysa ba'dahu nabi. I am Khatamun Nabiyyin, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. I am the last and the final messenger of all Mighty Allah. There is no Nabi to be born after me. There is no Nabi to come after me. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come, but he will come as a ummati of mine as well. Imagine, that is the rank, the status of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were the Asma'i Khamsa, the five Mubarak names. Now many of us went to Medina Munawwara, many of us went to Makkah Mukarrama. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah Jalla Wala protect Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid throughout the world. Now I want you to pay attention. What I have to mention to you now, my brothers and sisters, very few of us know about it. My mother's sisters, I know when there's a break, then you get very worried. You think the baby, this motor passed away. I'm still alive, you understand? I was just drinking a little bit of water and that, you understand? So we take you now to Medina Munawwara. We want to discuss Sifatun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This way, yeah, I'm speaking of Masjid Nabawi now. This way, yeah, the direction of the Qibla is Junub. So the southern direction is the Qibla in Medina Munawwara. And when you are in Masjid Nabawi, that first 6-7 surfs. So, and then the mihrab, the niche is there. So all that were built during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Usman Ghani Dhun Nurain radiallahu an, from his own personal money. And when he was asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Sayyidina Usman, why are you spending so much? He, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, said, I heard myself, Samitu Rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Open Ibn Majah, open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. Whoever builds a masjid for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah will grant him a palace in Jannah. So I want to do that. Now, my brothers, when you look at the wall in Masjid Nabawi, you will find the names written. These are the attributes. These are the sifat-e-mubaraka of the Master, alayhi salam. I will just mention three. Nabi Yutawba. Through the barakah and wasila of Nabi, alayhi salatu salam, Allah accepts our tawbah also. So we say, Ya Allah, accept my tawbah. I cry, I beg, me gunagar hu, me khatakar hu, me siyakar hu. I accept, Ya Allah, there are no mitigation circumstances. I am guilty as charged. But I am from the ummati of the Master, alayhi salam. Accept my tawbah. Allah accepts. Nabiul Rahmah. He always gave hope to people. He always said, they'd cry, beg Allah. Why? Allah is who? Surah 7, verse 157. Surah 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So see, Allah loves it. Any person, we all committed sins. Chapter number 39, verse 53. Allah says, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. People can condemn us. People can call us name, but our Allah, our Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, despondent in the mercy of Allah jalla wala. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Verily Allah forgives all the sins. So ana nabiyut tawba, ana nabiyur rahma. And ana sahibul isra'i wal mi'raj. Who am I? I am sahibul isra'i wal mi'raj. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. The honorable wife of the master alayhi salatu salam. 6 children are born from this Mubarak union and marriage. And then Abu Talib also dies. The uncle, the chacha. He did not bring iman, but he defended, protected the master alayhi salam. So that year in Islam is called Amul Huzan, the year of sadness and grief. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sad. Allah said, I'm taking you for a special miraculous nocturnal journey. What is the special journey, brothers and sisters, esteemed listeners? From Makkah Mukarramah to Majdul Aqsa, that is called Isra. سبحان الذي يسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. So Almighty Allah speaks about the Isra, taking the Master alayhi salam in the state of awakeness, bodily, physically, on this miraculous nocturnal journey. From Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, the means of conveyance is the Buraq. No personality, no creation ever experienced that, except Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhimu salam, my brothers, me and you, Allah chose us, selected us to be in the Ummah of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhimu salam, they were desirous to meet the Master alayhi salam. So Allah made the arrangements. Allah made the means. So they met at Masjid al-Aqsa. The Anbiya came. They met the Master alayhi salatu salam. And then Imam al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. The Master alayhi salam performed 2 rakats. All the Anbiya behind Imam al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Behind the leader, the best of the best. And the last and final messenger. From there, the Mi'raj up. Up, up, up to the 7 heavens. So the Isra is mentioned in chapter 17, verse 1. And the Mi'raj is mentioned, remember, in chapter 53. Go open the first 17, 18 verses. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going higher, 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 higher. Who is the Master alayhi salam? Describe the Master. So Almighty Allah speaks of the tongue Mubarak. The lisan mubarak of the master. What does Allah say, my brothers and sisters? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he, the master, alayhi salam, does not speak of his own desires. It is wahi and revelation that comes to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The mubarak eyes Allah speaks of. مَا كَذَبْ مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. The eyes Mubarak of the Master did not deviate this way, that way. My eyes, your eyes, we will see wrong things. No, the Master alayhi salatu salam always saw that which was permissible and saw all Almighty Allah's nur, radiance and effulgence.
Ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. The Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salam. Allah Jalla wala bless the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam with sight, insight and foresight. Everything. So the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salam never saw wrong. The eyes Mubarak could see. The heart Mubarak could see. And then my brother Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi wrote the whole book on the Master alayhi salam. He was a lecturer in Masjid Nabawi for 40, 45 years. In his book, Had al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have, he says, O Ummah, wa-nasu anha ghafiloon. You the Ummah, you don't know about this. He says, all these Mubarak names of the Master alayhi salatu salam written on the wall of Masjid Nabawi. It is maktub fi zahab, is written with genuine gold. See, my brothers, Allah Jalla Wala wants to elevate Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many titles of the Master alayhi salam? You start from there, Babu Salam, when you enter Masjid Nabawi, and you read, right till Babul Baqi. Every attribute, a new attribute and sifat and a title of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my brothers, we're taking you for a journey. You see, nowadays, people say, main kaam nahi karta hu daftar mein. I don't work in the office now. I don't go to the shop. I don't go to the job. So what you doing? He say, I'm zooming with Zoom. You know, everybody makes Zoom nowadays. Small, small light key also. I say, you don't go to school. He say, no, I make Zoom. I'm not going to the zoo. I make Zoom. You know? I say, Subhanallah. That the children also, we don't understand how it works, but they, the sharpshooters, you know. So these type of things. So technology. Now we're going to go out and take you on a journey of Zoom. And you must understand the journey properly. So we're standing now in Masjid Nabawi. Okay? We assume. When we stand there, our back is facing the Qibla. Our face is facing the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salatu salam. What are we going to do? We're going to read Salat and Salam. We're going to read Salami directly to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to show you tonight, my brothers and sisters, that when we stand there, what is inside? Did we ever understand this? What is inside? What happened inside? So first you will see the green fence. When you stand, you see one green fence right round. So how did this green fence come? So this green fence came with Sultan Qatibai. Sultan Qatibai was a ruler. Once Masjid Nabawi burnt, and the roof and all, the jasad-e-athar of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, protected by Almighty Allah. So he rebuilt Masjid Nabawi, and this was in the year for those students. I see some of my ulama brothers are here, students, Maulana Mubarak Khan and others. So write down, make mental notes, Islamic calendar 888. We are now 1443. So over 550, 560 years ago, he placed that steel fence, the green one, around. So who did that? Sultan Qatibai, rahimahullah, good person. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Thereafter, my brothers, when you go further in, then what do you see? You see one big wall. You must remember that. And who placed that wall? Nuruddin Zangi, rahimahullah. I need to be honest, my brothers. Mujhe ek shikwa hai. Mujhe shikayat hai. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We don't read. Go read about Sham. Go read about Palestine. Go read about Masjid al-Aqsa. How it was liberated. Who were the people who diced with death? You will find Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin, the just name. Imaduddin Zanki, the father. Nuruddin Zanki, the son. They were the pioneers. They were the mujahideen. They diced with death, remember. So Allah Jalla wa Ala makes it such. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes in the dream of Nuruddin Zanki. Nuruddin Zanki is in Dimashq, in Damascus, in Syria. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master, shows him, these two are my enemies. You, Nuruddin Zanki, you need to sort them out. What an honor for him. And he made mashura quickly. He assembled few people and they left. They left from Damascus, Syria. And they came here to Medina Munawwara. If we were in Medina Munawwara, we should show you the place also. And remember, there's a great scholar, he passed away, he's our teacher. Sheikh Atiyah Salim Rahimahullah. Sheikh Atiyah Salim writes that I even saw the original place. It was called Darud Diyafa. Mehmano ki jaga, jahan par mehman ko daawat di jati thi. So he says Nuruddin Zanki came. He rushed from there, from Damascus to Medina Munawwara. And in that Darud Diyafa, he invited all the men of Medina Munawwara. And lo and behold, he did not see those two people who Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed, sought these chaps out, sought these people out, these shaitans out. So they said, who's left? They said, no, there are two people, they, day and night, they just make zikr, they don't accept anybody's invitation. He said, call them, I must see who they are. When they were brought, these were the culprits. So he said, what you'll do? He said, no, day and night we are busy and all. And the people inform Nuruddin Zanki Rahimahullah, day and night they are here, and every day they go to the Baqi, to graveyard cemetery. Said, fine, take me to your house. When he looked here and there, he didn't see much. Then he started moving the things there, then he found the nafaq. He found Wasurang Bila. He found the tunnel. My brothers, my sisters, my children, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. See, last week you saw with your own eyes what Allah says. You all know the surah. Surah 108, verse number 3. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Inna mubaghidaka huwa al-aqta. There's a tafsir in Arabic. The one who hates you, ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, Allah will crush him, Allah will annihilate him, Allah will decimate him. Then shaitan, who made the cartoon of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was involved in Sweden in that accident, 58 extinguishers were brought. The more they tried to douse that fire, extinguish the fire, the more he was screaming and shouting. In front you could hear the sound, you could hear the noise. Allah is telling us, no one speaks against the Master alayhi salam. I will decimate you. I will destroy you. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Ya Rasulullah, you are so special. You are the Habib of Allah. You have the highest, most precious rank in this world. We, Allah uses the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence. We will suffice for you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah. Against who? Kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Those who try to ridicule you, those who try to belittle you, those who try to make a mockery of you, we will take care of them. And see, Allah is showing us. Therefore, my brothers, whenever it comes to the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach your spouses, teach your children, teach your students, we must have the most respect for the Master alayhi salam. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. The shayid, the poet says, ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bisu'il adabi. The person who is successful is the one who learned adab and respect and reverence. And the one who is a failure is the one who was disrespectful and bare adab. See, this is Islam, my brothers. So he, Nuruddin Zanki, went. And then he saw. So he asked them, what are you all up to? They said, yes, we are paid agents. And we were given large sum of money. And our brief was, we had to exhume Allah forbid, aliyazubillah, the jasad-e-athar, the mubarak body, on a body of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah says, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas.
Allah will protect you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the enemies. Whether it's on the battlefield or whether it is there in the Jasad-e-Athar, there in Medina Munawwara as well. So they executed everything, you must remember. So that was at Darud Diyafa. What else Nuruddin Zanki did? He went to Masna'ul Hadid. You need to learn about Medina, my brothers. You can't just have and say, Mujhe marna hai aur jeena hai Medina mein. But we don't know much about Medina. When they push me in front, they say, make dua. To hum dua karte hai. Ya Allah, mere hajj ko kabul farma dijiye. Everybody, ameen. Ya Allah, mere umrah ko kabul farma dijiye. Ameen. Ya Allah, mere ziyaret Medina ko kabul farma dijiye. Ameen. Ya Allah, Medina Munawwara ke maut naseeb farmaye. Everybody become Hanafis. The ameen don't come out loudly. So I asked the brothers, what happened? They say the wife gave us long list of shopping. I asked Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, we want to die Medina, ma, but we don't want to die now. Pachi. You see? Abhi nahi marna hai. Baad mein ja marna hai. So which kind of shaitaniyat is this? See, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, wa ma adraka man Umar. Do you know who's Umar? Radiallahu an. Sab aaye Umar ko bulaya gaya. Sab aaye aur Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came. Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa and made dua. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab aw bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar onto our side. Or bring Amr bin Hisham. Umar becomes radiyallahu anhu arda Amirul Mu'mineen. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl on a Friday, 17th Ramadan, second year after Hijrah, in the Ma'arika Battle of Badr, dispatched straight to Jahannam. To Umar ko bulaya gaya. That's the difference. See, Umar made dua. Amirul Mumineen, open Bukhari Sharif, you'll find the dua. What dua he makes? Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. And let me pass away in the city of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at it superficially, it seems to be paradoxical. It seems to be a conflict. You want to pass away as a shaheed fighting or in some battle, and you still want to pass away in the city of the Master, alayhi salam. Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda. It is the ending of the year 23, the last few days of Zulhijjah. He's reading Fajr Salat. Fayruz was his name. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, he came with a dagger. It's dark. And Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen is performing Fajr Salat. Whilst he's performing Salat, remember he came and he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. Sayyidina Umar collapses. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu an in some riwayats. Other riwayats different. So the Sahaba came from the back and they continued with the Salat. After that, Sayyidina Umar said, a Muslim or non-Muslim stabbed me. They said, a Majusi, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. He said, Alhamdulillah, it was not a Muslim. After 3 days, he passes away. And on the first of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen of this Ummah. That is Sayyidina Umar. Next to the Master alayhi salam is who? Thani Athnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is who? Is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. How Allah accepted his dua? Not only did he obtain and attain martyrdom, not only did he pass away in the city of sallallahu alayhi salam, he is buried right next to the Master alayhi salam and the greatest sahabi and person after all the anbiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So we're going on a Zoom, right? You got it? First wall, Sultan Qatibai. Second one, Masna'ul Hadid. Nuruddin Zanki gets all the professionals at that time and says, now we're going to build the wall.
And this wall must go right round the Jasad Athar, the Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So you must remember that it was a big wall, and right round, even the king, no president, no, can enter, can go beyond that, you can't. So remember, that is what was done after that incident where they executed the two shaitans. Then you go further inside, then you find the Pentagon. Our people only know Pentagon in America. No! Pentagon means a structure with five walls. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, when he was Khalifa in the year 99 to 101, you must remember, he said, I want to do something, and it must not be a replica of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Kaaba is like a square. So he made a structure, five walls, and that is inside. Now I'm taking you from outside inside. So first the green fence, then the big wall, and then inside that the Pentagon and the Mamalik. The Mamalik were the rulers of Egypt, once upon a time slaves, and then they became rulers. They also put a small wall around the wall of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. When you go further inside, then you find the house of Siddiqah, the house of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What a Mubarak house. Do you know what used to happen in that house? Wahy used to come in the house of Siddiqah, Sayyidina Aisha. My brothers, these are not ordinary. Ya Nisa an Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan Nisa. Oh, you the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam, you are not like the other women of this world. Allah has chosen you, selected you. Therefore, after the demise of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, you cannot get married to any one of them. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. They are our honorable mothers. We have to show the utmost respect and reverence for them. Therefore, when you take their names, then say Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha. Then you say Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. Every one of them you speak, we can speak for 1 hour each one, so there's no time. But learn, my brothers, their profile and what they did for Islam. What were sacrifices they made for Islam. So then we find when you go inside, then that is the Jasad Athar, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting. So this is what I want to share with you. How much do we know about the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So let's start now. Yesterday we spoke about the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Master alayhi salam had one famous sword. The sword's name, Zulfiqar. And that was given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The Master alayhi salatu salam had one baghal. Baghal is, you must remember, bighal. Quran uses the word, a mule mubarak. Anything that belongs to the Master alayhi salam, or the Master alayhi salam touches it, it becomes mubarak. Remember that. So remember this, he makawkis. He gave the Master alayhi salam one mule, and that mule's name was dal dal. You see? Today we know biwiki dil dil, you see. The Westerners, they ask us, you know, on the radio you hear, they say, hey, AK, why you Muslims, you call your wife BB, you understand? So we say, you Westerner, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, your B, it stings you once. Our BB, it stings us twice. You understand? You see, so you must remember this kind of. And when the wife, they speak, we just say, Ameen. It's right what you say. We don't want to argue, you see, and this type of thing. So anyway, you must remember this type of things here. So Makawkis gave Dal Dal, the mule Mubarak, to the Master. Listen. The Kanaka, the she camel of the Master, what was the name? The name was Qaswa. Everything of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is documented. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, liberated 63 slaves in his hayat at Tayyibah. I give you incident of one, two of them. So Thawban radiallahu anhu, you ever heard his name, Thawban? Do you know what he did? Now they're going to bury the Master alayhi salatu salam. In Arabic, you say Mawla. Mawla means you are my slave. And then after that, you say Mawla, that is the freed slave. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set them free, liberated. Now they buried. And so banded them. Listen carefully, O Ummah, Ya Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. When we speak of love, this is love. So Lo Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he told Sayyidina Ali and all, that you know what, I need to go inside the grave, for something happened. That when he went, he kissed the Master alayhi salam, to be the last person to touch the Master alayhi salam. Do we ever understand? Hamare walid sahab ka intikal ho jata hai, hamare walida muhtarama ka intikal ho jata hai, our father, mother passes away in this day and this age. I tell the son, I tell the daughter, kiss your father for the last time, kiss your mother for the last time, they walk away, they don't even do that. What has happened to us? The sunnah and nabawiya, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came, he was in Awaliya Medina. So remember when he came and the jasad athar was covered with the sheet, he removed the sheet and kissed the Master alayhi salam. Tibta hayya wa mayta, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your life was so pure, your demise also is so pure. When the first person passed away in Medina Munawwara, after the hijrah and migration of the Master alayhi salam, Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu arda, then wa'aynahu tazrifan, the Master alayhi salam was weeping, crying, waqabbalahu bayna aynay, and the Master alayhi salam kissed him for Usman bin Maz'un. Many years after that, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son passed away, Ibrahim, and the Master alayhi salam said, bury my son Ibrahim in the same grave of him, Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Learn all this. Zayd bin Harisa. Zayd bin Harisa is who? That when the Master alayhi salatu salam married Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, she had a slave. So you must remember, she said, Ya Rasulullah, as a wife, I give him to you. So you must remember, that is Zayd bin Harisa, radiallahu ta'ala. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liberated him. He said, go now, you free. He said, no. May I stay here by you? He said, I stay here by you. So because he was staying, he was young, small, young. That, so you must remember that. So he's growing up. So the people started calling him, listen to how Allah ki bed, Allah hi jante hai. The secrets, the wisdom, only Allah knows what we understand. So Zayd, the people start calling him because he's in the house of the Master alayhi salam. Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Allah reveal a verse, Surah 33, verse 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim uwa aqsatu indallah. Call him, the adopted children, by the biological father's name, not by the adopted father's name. Quran is saying that. And if you don't know the real father, biological father, فَإِلَّمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. So if you don't know that, then they are your brothers in deen. His name is Zayd Islam. If you don't know the father, Zainab, daughter of Islam, words like that. So now, pay attention, brothers, sisters, children, Zayd's link and connection to the Master alayhi salam is cut off. Now he's Zayd bin Haritha, no more Zayd bin Muhammad. What do you think was his reaction? What do you think? He was very sad. Now nobody is going to call me Zayd bin Muhammad. But Allah says, oh Zayd, you love the Master alayhi salam. Allah loves you. The Master alayhi salam loves you. We will make you the only Sahabi whose name and name and nami is mentioned in the noble Quran. Anytime we read the Quran, his name must be read. Otherwise the Quran is incomplete. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرَى. So Zayd Mubarak's name is there. They were Aashiq Rasool. They gave their life for the Master alayhi salatu salam. So you go read about the awliyaullah. You know Sheikh Saadi? Go read about Sheikh Saadi. We learned a little bit Farsi, we forgot everything, Persian. And when I went to Iran, I went to Sheikh Saadi's grave Mubarak also. So Sheikh Saadi, he used to write in Urdu. in Farsi, in Persian. He used to write, you must remember, in Arabic. So one day he was inspired and motivated and he composed a poem in the respect, in the love of the Master, alayhi salam. And what did he say? So we will come back to where I am. So we're still zooming, going in. So you must remember that. بَلَّغَ الْأُولَىٰ بِكَمَالِهِ So this was Sheikh Saadi. Sheikh Saadi of Shiraz. Shiraz is a city in Iran. I flew from there to Tehran. Beautiful city. So you must remember, he said, بَلَغَ الْأُولَىٰ You, Ya Rasul Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you reach the highest of highest. بِكَمَالِهِ What all the kamal Allah gave you. Kamal in the beauty, kamal in the akhlaq, kamal in the sabr, kamal in the sacrifice. There when the Master alayhi salam went, my brothers, to Taif. Today our brothers go for Umrah and Hajj. They go Taif, I ask them what you saw. They say that we saw Sheraton Hotel, we saw this hotel. Inna lillah. You went to see that? Go and visit the masjid of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Abbas, that Sahabi, he says, Quran says, if you stay in Makkah, and never mind commit a sin, Surah 22 verse 25, you make irada, you make niyat, you make intention to perpetrate the crime. وَمَن يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Whoever makes irada, intention of deviation, oppression and wrong, we will unleash a terrible, painful, horrible punishment. He said, better I don't stay here, he should stay in Taif. So he's buried there. Now they gave him ghusl. You know Abdullah ibn Abbas? Wrong person. Lam yahtalim. When the Master alayhi salam performed Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, when the Master alayhi salam's demise took place, he was still not baligh. One day, so Master alayhi salam took him in his mubarak hands. Allah, young man, Allahumma allimhu ta'wil wal hikmah. Ya Allah, give him the knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah. He becomes Ra'isul Mufassireen, the greatest commentator of the noble Quran. He becomes one of the greatest scholars of Hadith as well. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, Bahrun Bahrul Uloom. He was the ocean of knowledge. Bahrun la sahila lahu. You see here the Indian Ocean. So it's got the starting ending. But when you enter the knowledge, the ocean of knowledge, sometimes it just comes. How? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ The more taqwa you have, Allah start teaching you directly. So my brothers understand. So so when they then gave him ghusl, it's written on the wall also, if you know Arabic, where he's buried. And you will see that now they were putting a kafan. Then ja'at hamamatun bayda, a white bird, pigeon, and that came. And it went inside the kafan. They tried to take it out this way. Nobody could take it out. So they made mashura. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, performed his janazah salat in the year 68. So sahaba were there, tabi'in were there. What must we do? They said, leave it. It's all the good deeds of Abdullah bin Abbas. Allah is showing us that it took the shape and the form of white and pureness. So bury him. What is a'mal salihah? What is good deeds? See, sahaba. Understand, my brothers. Then when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Taif, invited the people, and you know the famous story. They ridiculed the master, the tears mubarak of the master rolling down, the blood rolling down, oozing out. Jibreel alayhi salam rushes. Must I decimate them, destroy them? No. Allah maghfir li qawmi fa innam la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, you forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. From their progeny, the people will embrace Islam. One person comes, Addas his name, and he brings water and grapes for the Master alayhi salam. Out of courtesy he gave. That time he didn't use initially the word Ya Rasulullah. He said, take this water, take this grapes. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, from where are you? He said, Min Ninwa. I am from Ninwa. The Master alayhi salam said, my brother is from Ninwa. My brother, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. He's a Nabi and he was giving the message. He got a shock. He said, 100% you are the Nabi of Allah. He kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salam, and then he embraced Islam there. And then, today, O Ummah, when you go to Taif, there's a small masjid there. It's called Masjid Adas, named after the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. But where the Ummah learns all these things? We go back to our Zoom. So now the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's Hujra Mubarakah, Surah Hujurat, Surah 49. And there the Master alayhi salam is resting. There Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is. Where the Master alayhi salatu salam's Qadamain Sharifain is. So there Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's shoulder Mubarak is. Where Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's Qadamain Sharifain is. So there Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu's shoulder Mubarak is. Imagine what honor Allah gave Shaykhain, the greatest companions. So when we speak of Medina and we speak of the Master alayhi salam, then we must know all these things, my brothers. And then when we speak of Siratul Nabi, we speak of Miladul Nabi, we should know what it is. The Master alayhi salatu salam, Miladul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place. And then this is Bukhari Sharif. You must remember when the Master alayhi salatu salam on that Monday, 4:35, 4:37 a.m. at Subah Sadiq time, when you must remember Fajr time enters. So that's the time the Honorable Miladul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Honorable birth takes place. The greatest event for all times, all places. That was the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak. Thuwaiba came, and she was the female slave of Abu Lahab. You know what Quran says of Abu Lahab? And she said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad has taken place, the baby is born. And they were elated, delighted. Abu Lahab said, with his finger like this, his index finger and thumb, and pointed to her, go, you brought so much good news to me. Go, Anti Hurra, I emancipate you, liberate you. Allah says, Abu Lahab and his wife, Sayasala naran zata lahabi wa mra'atuhu. Both of them dispatched to Jahannam. This is Bukhari Sharif. But Mondays, then because of this one good deed of his, on the occasion of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wala let some water trickle down, yeah, between his index finger and the thumb. Because when the Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable Milad took place, he did a good action. See, my brothers. So think properly. Then we see Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarrama. And then there is qahat, there is famine, there is drought. In Makkah, Abu Talib is the big chief. So the people came, chief, Abu Talib, do something. What did he do, my brothers? Hamara peygham to ek nurani peygham hai. Our message is a message of nur, of radiance and effulgence. Remove all the darknesses in which the people are groping in and invite them towards the nur and radiance of Islam. So he, Abu Talib, he took Mustafa, Abu Talib, and Abdullah, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable father, brothers. So Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is nephew. So he took Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took the jasad athar, the back Mubarak of the Master, alayhi wa sallam, wa alsaqa dhahrahu bil bayt, and he placed it against the Baytullah. The countenance Mubarak, the face Mubarak of the Master, so the people could see. And then he read these words mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Abu Talib read, وَأَبْيَدَ يُسْتَسْقَ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ Ya Allah, through this, they should believe in Allah. They should believe in idols also, but Allah also they should believe. Ya Allah, through the jasad-e-athar, through the Mubarak countenance, through the blessed face of the Master alayhi salatu salam, even they knew that this is special, special. So Master alayhi salatu salam, let the rain come through this ma'asum, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Sayyidul Kawneen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let the rain come. And his face Mubarak wa abiyad, the most handsome, the most beautiful, the whitest and greatest. وَأَبْيَدَ يُسْتَسْقَ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِ The clouds would come and the rain would come. This is my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me and you must never, ever feel shy. to speak about the Master alayhi salam. We conclude with this one. If somebody comes to my wife, your wife, and say, describe your husband, what you think? We will give permission to our wife to speak everything in public. Be honest. We'll say, we made so much unda dandas. Where she's going to go and tell her people all these kind of things? You know how it goes. And see, somebody came to Mother Aisha radiallahu anha. And then told Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, O Aisha, radiallahu anha, explain, describe to us. Allama Alusi rahimahullah in Ruhul Ma'ani from Baghdad, Iraq. He mentioned this in his tafsir. So he says that Sayyida Aisha said, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us there is a sun, S-U-N. And on the horizon there is a sun. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. But our sun, S-U-N, is much superior, greater than the sun you see on the horizon. That's the claim she made. Now she has to substantiate it. How she corroborates it? فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun on the horizon, when Fajr time ends, 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever time, summer, winter, different times, then the sun rises. But our sun, Habib, sun, S-U-N, our sun, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa shamsuna tali'un ba'dal isha'i. After Isha also, the nur of the Master alayhi salatu salam is spreading everywhere. So that is my message to you, my brothers, my sisters, the esteemed listeners. Take the nur of the Master alayhi salatu salam and the nurani message of the Master, filled with radiance and effulgence. The world wants to extinguish it. Surah 61, verse number 8, today the media, the TV, the print media, and whatever they got to, everything they're trying. What they're trying to do? Quran, Surah 61, verse 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. With their mouths, with their media, they want to extinguish the effulgence and the radiance of Allah's message, Allah's deen. Allah is giving us motivation, inspiration. Every one of you, study this verse. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Allah says, let them do what they want to. I am Allah Jalla wa Ala. I will let this nur of Islam, I will let this nur of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread across the length and breadth of this earth. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. And then we end off with the dua. Surah 66, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغَفِلْ لَنَا. Ya Allah, give us more nur. The nur of Quran Sharif. The nur of the Sunnah Mubarakah. The nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And forgive us, Ya Allah. We are mortals. We make mistakes. We commit sins. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So take the message of the messenger and spread it across the world, my brothers. And in that way, you will see that how Allah will elevate this ummah. We have to thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. All these programs, mashallah, they sponsor and so forth on the various radio stations. And mashallah, our brothers here, my brother Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal, our Dawood Monli, our Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, our Hafiz Wadi, and our team there, Tobela and everybody. So Allah Jalla Wala reward everybody, all of you, the trustees, the Imam, our Mufti Sahib here. MashaAllah, so Allah Ta'ala give us that every day, simple dua make, simple. What we know, we can't do anything. So simple dua. Ya Allah, Allah, this Mawlana Mubarak Khan and them, I used to teach them and used to tell them, see, you're studying. Tomorrow you will go, someone will go Chatsworth, someone will go Wentworth, someone will go here and there. So just read the dua. Allahumma ij'alna minal maqbooleen. Ya Allah, apne deen ke liye kabool farma dijiye. So that is the dua you must make. for your beloved flowers, for your beloved children and everybody. Ya Allah, give them afiyah, good health, protection, everything. And Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. So when we say that sincerely, Allah will make the means, Allah will make the asbab. You will see how many people will benefit from you. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ I'm finished now. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً You are from Durban. You look at your ocean. When I come on the plane, I always try and look because it's magnificent, spectacular. You see the bubble and the foam on top. So that bubble and foam is a symbol of falsehood. Is on top, but it will disappear. فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً Capitalism, secularism, communism, Zionism, all are the bubble and foam, apartheid, they all must disappear. Why? إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا Anything based on batil must perish. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ And what is beneath the bubble and the foam? That is the pure water. Take the water, my brothers, sisters, beloved children of Deenul Islam, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ And that will remain. We will leave this world, but our legacy will remain. We quench the thirst of this person. We quench the thirst of this person. We gave them Deenul Islam. Do you understood what example Allah is giving? So take the pure Deen. Islam don't need to be redefined. Islam does not need specifications and modification. No! Islam is pure in its pristine purity. Take the pure water of Islam and spread it throughout the whole world. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us His love, the love of Allah Jalla wa'ala, the love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi Alayhi Salaam, and the love of all the Sahaba and Awliyaullah. We make dua now, inshallah. And Allah Jalla wa'ala is my last program. So tomorrow, inshallah, after Fajr, I'll have a small short program there in the Umslanga Masjid. And then Nashta, and then Rasta, you see. Then will be a quick breakfast, and then we'll go back, inshallah. So you make dua for us, and we make dua for you also, inshallah. Chalo, let us make dua together, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna limuttaqina imama. اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين